Mini episode 297 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, boys and girls, Rick Morris and Kyle Ross back with you here in the FDH Lounge today, breaking down the NFC South. We're going through division by division, our previews for next year, for what we expect. And this is one where, again, it's a really good division top to bottom. You can make a case for any of these four teams making the playoffs. Maybe a little bit of a weaker case for Carolina based on the way the last year went. But you're already hearing it again. Supposedly Cam Newton taking some steps up this year. It's just an excellent division. Historically, it's really been an anything-can-happen kind of a deal. A lot of teams have gone from worst to first in this thing. And it looks like it's going to be another year of great excitement with the teams here, one through four.
Last year at this time, I said, look out for the NFC South in 2013. It is now 2013. And there's not a bad – keeping with the trend in the NFC, there's not a bad team in this bunch. I've got them all 8-8 or better.
Right.
And you talk about the topsy-turvy history of this division. Since 2002 – when the NFL realigned to its current format, eight divisions, four teams per division, there has never been a repeat winner in the history of this division.
Okay.
So right away, you know, a team that I'm not as warm on as you are, I'm knocking Atlanta down a pedestal right off the rip.
Refresh my memory. Did they not win the division in 11? I know they won it last year.
No.
All right, so the Saints won it.
The Saints won it.
And they were a wild card then. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so
I know they were in the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They were because they lost to the Giants. Remember, they had that real stinker against the Giants on wild card weekend. So
that's right.
So yeah, I'm not gonna. And again, here's, you know, you got to pick some teams that have big dips in the win total, or you have big fluctuations, I should say, in their win total. Four more. I'm dropping Atlanta from 13-9 wins this year.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I think this is a team that, again, like in Indianapolis, look, they're better than Indianapolis. They're better positioned. There's a lot of skill on that offensive side of the ball. They beat a lot of teams close at home. I mean, they had a phenomenal record in one-score games last year, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And all year long, no one really bought into them. Atlanta Falcons fans, the few of them that there are, got real mad about it. But, you know, you could make a case that they outplayed both the Seahawks and 49ers during much of those games in the playoffs last year. They finally got that elusive playoff win over Seattle, although I came on here the following week and went crazy that I thought Seattle was the better team.
They
deserved to win the game.
They absolutely were the better team. But I still feel like Atlanta got the monkey off their back. I feel like they proved they can win games in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just get the feeling that they were a little bit better. Their record was better than they actually were last year. I mean, again, let me bust out the handy-dandy schedule results from last year, and let's take a look at Atlanta, some of their results. They had a lot of games that could have gone the other way last year that they didn't. They beat Denver by six, a game that Peyton Manning threw three interceptions, I believe, in the first quarter.
Right.
That was a Monday night game. It may have been Manning's first road game with Denver, when Denver was still kind of putting it together. Beat Carolina by two. Beat Washington by seven, Oakland by three, Dallas by six at home, Arizona by four at home. I think Matt Ryan was one of two quarterbacks in NFL history to throw five interceptions in a game and win that week. Tampa Bay by one. By the way, that Carolina game was ridiculous when they won by two. Ron Rivera staked his claim to being the worst coach in the NFL when he decided to punt for it on fourth and one with a 6'6" quarterback in Atlanta's territory. They beat Tampa, and then they, you know.
Rivera is the Bud Carson of the new millennium, as far as being a guy who's in over his head.
Yeah, so I just think that with the history of the NFC South and kind of the way Atlanta won a lot of games last year, they're dropping from 13-9 wins. So we've got to have a new division winner here.
I got them at 11 and still winning the division.
Okay.
So I'm calling on them to buck history.
Okay, so you talked about – here's Atlanta's weakness, defense. And you kind of you talk about excitement with this division.
Yeah.
Bet early on with this – there's going to be a lot of 35, 34 games in this division.
Yeah.
This is going to be all offense, no defense. You could make a case that the best defensive team in this division is the one that everyone's going to probably pick for last, Tampa Bay. They probably got the best – I mean, they had great – it was interesting. They had the best run defense for sure last year. Their pass defense was a little suspect. They've addressed that, obviously, with the acquisition of Revis. They should be better. But they're also, on paper, the weakest offensively, I think, Tampa Bay. So,
yeah, I think so.
That said, Tampa Bay had a really bad record in close games last year, and I've got them going 8-8. Carolina's a trendy pick.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a bad record in close games, but I think Newton doesn't have enough help offensively.
Right.
Who is the general manager they fired? He had some awful Marty Hurley.
Yeah,
he had some awful contracts, particularly with the running backs.
They'd have been better off hiring Hurley from Lost.
Yes, or Bobby Hurley.
Yes.
But and then the secondary still, as it does with Atlanta and New Orleans too. We'll get to. Their secondary is not good, so I think Carolina's 8-8.
Dominic Hickson maybe a sleeper to do something at wide receiver for Carolina, maybe.
I think with Newton there, they should be able to attract a big-name free agent receiver.
They should.
And now I know Jerry Richardson appears that he shares some of your political and fiscal persuasion, it seems, so that might be why. So that leaves my pick. Carolina's a trendy pick, by the way. You talk about win totals. Tampa Bay's, it bears it out, but there's no bad teams here. Tampa Bay's 7.5.
Yeah.
I've got them winning 8.
I got them at 7.
Okay. Carolina is, I believe, at 7.5. They're at 7. A very trendy over, though, with minus 189 on the juice with the over. So a lot of people betting over here. I think they'll go over just slightly at 8. My pick to win the division is the New Orleans Saints. Last year, as we called, our favorite shared future bet
yep.
was New Orleans under 10.
Okay.
This year, expectations are not as great. But I think it's going to be the stone-cold Sean Payton revenge tour on Roger Goodell. I think he's going to be motivated. Rumor has it he's already integrating more up-tempo offense.
Okay.
They are a team that has a great home field advantage. And consider this, after that disastrous 0-4 start, remember you and I said, on paper this team looks like it still should compete, but something weird's going to happen, and they're just not going to finish with a good record.
Right.
It was the 0-4 start. Robert Griffin kind of caught him with their pants down, for lack of a better term, in week one. They lost to the Chiefs in overtime, I think, early in the year at home.
Did.
So that's not going to happen. They have a good home field advantage. I've got the Saints bouncing all the way back, 11-5, getting a first-round bye.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a really good team. And I know you hate Rob Ryan, which is probably part of the reason.
Rob Ryan is a pathetic defensive coordinator.
I think there's no way he's going to do worse than the last guy did.
Well, but here's the thing, though, about New Orleans is that,
he's kind of on that Greg Williams take a lot of chances mode that they had some success with, obviously, when they won a Super Bowl.
He's a coward because you never get blasted by the terrestrial talk show radio mouth breather callers for taking chances. If you're somebody that plays it smart and buttoned down when that's what the personnel calls for, like, say, a Dick Geron, the man who had to clean up his messes in Cleveland, you don't get the glory. Rob Ryan is just a guy with a lot of bluster on the sidelines.
Also, you don't like him because he's one of those guys.
Because he's one of those guys. Because he's a pathetic fraud as a defensive coordinator. Other than that, he's a fine coach. But the thing about New Orleans is, and I got them at 9-7, and probably the primary reason I do is the thing about them.
So you agree? I mean, obviously they're going to win more games.
Missing the playoffs in a tiebreaker, but winning more games. By the way, I got Carolina at 7-9, tying Tampa Bay for last in the division.
Okay, I have them both 8-8. So I just
But for New Orleans, the thing about it is, you go back to when they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, that New Orleans at their peak is a team that has a supersonic offense and a defense that's middle of the pack. They never have a better than middle of the pack defense. They've been able to succeed despite that. I see more of the same this year. I agree that the offense is going to bounce back. I think it's going to be fine. They still got to sort out what's going on at running back. They've gotten the most out of Darren Sproles. They've been able to use him in a Reggie Bush-like role. Why have they not gotten more out of Mark Ingram? Inquiring minds need to know. They need to sort out what they're doing and get into more of a dependable rotation, particularly since they don't have Chris Ivory to fall back on anymore at running back. But for New Orleans, I see more of the same. I think the offense is going to be one of the best in the league. I'll say probably about top six or so. Defense, probably about 20th to 22nd.
Their defense was historically bad last year.
20th to 22nd, they'll be maybe a little better, and that'll keep them out of the playoffs.
I just don't think bad defense hurts you in this division. It'll hurt them in the playoffs. But I think you can make an argument that every
team... Atlanta doesn't have a bad defense.
I think it's bad.
You think it's bad?
Yes. I think it's
bad. You would use the word bad.
It's below average. It is not a top 6 to 15 defense. No way. Their linebackers appeared not even to be on the field against Seattle and San Francisco in the second halves, particularly.
They're having trouble with that particular type of defense. Green Bay knows a little something about that. You know, again, and that's the thing, too. I'm going to go... We haven't talked about this. I'm going to say that it's not going to be as big of a bust in year two as the Wildcat, but an entire – I mean, I predicted this would happen, and it has come to pass. Defensive coordinators locking themselves in the film rooms 24-7 over the summer. The pistol, the read option, whatever variation, whatever you want to call it, it will not quite be the same this year. There will be better defenses against it, and that's going to help teams like Atlanta who have been exposed against it.
Well, and again, but the good thing for New Orleans is they run a very classical off, they're not running the read option with Drew Brees. So I think the Saints, given the history of this division, given the fact that, you know, they were 7-5 after that 0-4 start, it seemed like a worst-case scenario. Their coach is back. I have made the argument that perhaps there has been no better you may have to go back. I mean, obviously, you know, Joe Montana was going to succeed no matter who the coach was. Obviously, having Bill Walsh helping him was great. It was certainly a plus. But the Sean Payton-Drew Brees marriage works as well as about any QB coach marriage in NFL history. So I think as much as I was down on them for not having Payton last year, I think this team's going to be irritated and revenge-minded this year. Big jump up for the Saints this year.
Refresh my memory. Do you have Atlanta in as a wild card at least?
It's going to be close, though.
Okay.
I think they beat Chicago in a tie break.
Okay.
But I could see them go. I've got Atlanta 9-7 just barely getting in. Too much talent on that offensive side for them. I love Steven Jackson, I think, mark down, most overrated free agent signing of the year.
I think so, too.
I guess he's better than Michael Turner, but Michael Turner was done. Michael Turner was nothing.
Steven Jackson has about 20 more miles of tread on his tires than Michael Turner.
Yeah.
I don't see the massive...
By the end of the year, I think he's going to have no tread on the tires. But with Matt Ryan, who always got the big contract, and then those receivers, Julio Jones and Roddy White, this team's going to put up some points.
Yeah.
Ryan's very good. You know, it's a well-run organization. The GM's very good. Mike Smith is an adequate head coach. Not great, but adequate. And
I think he's top 10 in this league.
I think he was actually too conservative last year as a result of the fourth down miscues the previous year.
Uh-huh.
So they'll still be okay. I've got both New Orleans and Atlanta in the playoffs, but I'm a lot warmer on New Orleans than Atlanta, and you're the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. So at any rate, again, you and I see the division championship going through the Atlanta-New Orleans axis here. We just have it being different.
I could see things kind of flipping, though. You talk about teams that I like in 2 years. I think Carolina, once they get rid of Rivera, which I think could be at the end of this year, I think the owner might get a little sick because there's a little bit of expectations for them to make the playoffs. Football Outsiders is calling them for to win the division, which seems a little high.
Too many offensive question marks outside of Cam Newton.
I think it's going to be disappointing. They might fire him. If they can fix that secondary, maybe draft a player for the secondary, sign a receiver, new coach. Carolina is the team that I think in 2 years will, because remember, it's always topsy-turvy. I'm looking for them. And Tampa Bay, I think, is in a good spot. I mean, it's just interesting to see if Josh Freeman's the long-term answer there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll leave you with this as far as it goes with the NFC South. A little inside joke for our friends in the greater Cleveland area, as we are too. For anyone that is in the greater Cleveland area, an excellent team name for your fantasy football team this year, Doug Martin Superstore.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine,
Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.